And Parshat Kitavo, which of course is the Tochacha, all the curses. I'm going to look at part of that. Pasuk Memhe. This is out of like 60 psukim, 45. And all these curses will come upon you, and they will chase after you. They will overcome you until you're wiped out.
Oi.
Yeah, these are not good. These are the bad parts. Okay. Because you did not listen to the voice of God, the Shemormitzvotav, keeping commandments, and his laws that you were commanded, he commanded you. And there'll be a sign, an indication for you, and in your descendants forever. Because you did not serve Hashem with joy, with goodness of heart, Meirov Kol, out of, we'll have to look through exactly what Meirov Kol means, from Meirov of Kol, from most of everything. And you will serve your enemies that where God will send you, with hunger, with sama, and with thirst, and with nakedness, and lacking everything. There will be an iron yoke on your around your neck until they wipe you out.
Oi.
And that's just four psukim out of the whole thing. It's not pleasant, but most of the commentators look at the pasuk of Tachashelo call about Simcha and Tuvleva, right? You didn't serve Hashem with Simcha,
No.
and now all these bad things are happening to you. And talk about what it means to serve Hashem with Simcha. Why was the emphasis on Simcha here? That's what everybody else talks about. So I'm not going to. I'm going to focus on these words, Meirov Kol. You didn't serve Hashem, Meirov Kol. Now, modern Hebrew rov means majority. But really, in Tanakh, it usually means a lot. It's hard bit.
Rov echav, right?
That's the one example
Or
where. What? Yeah.
Yeshli
Okay, how about that? So, but Phyllis's example of rov echav from the Megillah is probably the one
Rav.
example
Majority.
of majority, as opposed to simply a lot. You could read it as his many children, but usually it says most of them, and the whole point of
Sorry.
it. You can't get all the Jews to agree on anything, even Mordechai. But Rov Kol, so our scroll translate. It's because you do not serve Hashem your God when everything was abundant, right? Rov Kol, you had an abundance of everything. So what's everything? Right? What did you have? You had everything was abundant. You can't have everything, as the famous common philosopher Stephen Wright says, you can't have everything. Where would you put it? Never heard
Wait,
Stephen
doesn't
Wright?
no, they're not saying, everything was not that you had everything, but things you had them in abundance.
Then what does coal mean there? That's a good point. So obviously everyone, coal can't mean literally you had everything. Right. I mean, that's what I would look at. Just if you just mean you had what you had was an abundance, just say Meirov. What's the kol? That's what I want to look at. What do I do with this kol?
Okay.
Okay. So Stephen Wright is an incredible comedian. Everyone should everyone should watch Stephen Wright videos.
So he's not a philosopher.
No, he's a comedian.
Oh.
But always says hey with a straight face. Things like that. You kind of stop.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
All
Okay,
right.
so Rashi says, okay, Rov kol means if you had everything good, right? Everything. So that's not everything, but good, all good things you had them. And the Gur Aryeh says, Hashta Hamem shel Meirov Tashmi Bakom Min, out of, from. Ki Min Rov Kol Shealachem, Hayalachem Lavod B'Simcha. You had so much, all these good things, you should have served Hashem, but Simcha, you didn't do it, now you're being punished. Then Ibn Ezra says, okay, kol is not literal. It's kol asher titaveh. Everything you wanted, you had. Oh, kol tzorach. Everything you needed, you had. But still, that doesn't say that. We're going to kind of limit here. And you could read, okay, it's just more poetic. It doesn't mean everything. Again, why rove kol? Why not rove? Be with abundance, right? You served Hashem when you had so much stuff. So what does kol mean? And I'm going to look at that saying that there's something you
What
had
about all
done.
that, you know, Avrit, but call me Coco.
We should definitely talk about call me call call.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Before we get to exactly that, we're going to go Kabbalistic. Okay. So, if I'm a Kabbalist, I would point out that kol is taken in Tanakh as what the Kabbalists would call the sphere of Yesod. When it
What?
comes to the
Oh,
sphere,
you sewed.
Yesod is one of the spherot. What does that mean? We'll see. But the pasuk that talks that's interpreted as they're talking about all these the sphirot, the
Yeah,
manifestation of
drink, sorry.
God in the world, is a pasuk from Divrei Hayamim, the
Oh.
David said, "L'cha Hashem hagedula v'hagevura, so you have gedula, gevura, it's a chod, kol b'shamayim v'aretz, which again in our list of that's the place where Yesod would be. So that's the Kol B'Shamayim V'aretz. That's manifestation of Hashem in through this Kol. Let's see what that means. That's Malchut. So the way Chabadapedia puts it, here we go, about Yesod.
Wait, that is that pasuk in davening?
Yes, we quote that
With the
in.
Torah? Yeah, Hashem.
Right, we try, right, we sing that we.
Hagedula, v'hagevura, yeah,
So
that's
we
why
quote
it's
that
so
would be the Torah,
familiar.
right? I mean, the other place where you should be familiar is in Psukhi Zimra. It's one of the, it's the section from Divrei Yomim that we say right before Shirat Hayam, if you come that early.
So wait, those things, gedula. Gavura, Tiffin. Those are the ones that, like, in the Omer. Wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They go across the top and,
Right.
yeah.
Yes, so that is exactly. So those are the seven lower sphirot, the way that Hashem manifests in the world that we imitate when we're Holech B'drachav. Yeah, very.
Gadula, Gavura, Tiferet, Nitzach,
And
Lahod.
then it's Yesod and Malchut, right? But he said here. So the way Chabadapedia, okay, puts it, the Chabad puts it, because they should know their Kabbalah. There's Pasuk L'cha Hashem Gedulah B'gevurah, etc. Hamramez al sheva sfirot achronot, that symbolize, that hint at those last set, the called the lower seven sfirot. Mermezet midat hayesod b'tevat kol. Okay, that's where kol represents that. Mitoch hamilim ki kol b'shamayim v'aretz, through all that is in heaven and earth. Mizeinyanach. This is the idea of what we call yesod symbolizes what? The kasher hashpaot shel kol midot. That brings all the midot together. That's what Yesod means, that we saw see all the aspects of Hashem in the world all coming together, interacting. It's the Adam, and that we care about Sfiros, not because we're thinking about God, but think about us, right? The whole point of Sfirot Omer is that we are manifesting Chesed or Gedula and Gevura and all that. That's improving our Midot. So what does Yesod Kol mean for us? It's Adam in Yenashel Sfirat Yesod, Yeshba'a me Adam El Zulato. It's how we relate to everyone else. Kol in the sense of the rest of the world. We are part of a greater universe, right? We interact with everybody else. Because your job is to limit yourself, in order to understand others. That's what Kol symbolizes. So you would say, if I were a Kabbalist, I was looking at this, and you didn't serve Hashem, Meirov Kol, it means when you had this dense interpersonal network, you were interacting with everybody else, right? You weren't isolated. Being isolated from everywhere, from others, is part of the curse of Galut. We lose that sense of community. And Rashi says that. This is in the Tocha, that's in Vayikra. And it says, "V'etchem Ezra ba'oyim, I will strew you out throughout the nations." Zumi de'kasha. This is a tough thing. Shebashah shebnei na golim makom echad. Because if people were exiled, but it's all to one place. Ro'im zet zeh, they'll see each other. U'minachamim, they'll be consoled. It's easier when you're, if you even if you're in exile, if you're still with the community. Yisrael nizrubim mizara, but Bnei Yisrael are being literally sown, like seeds are sown. Ka'adam sa'arim, like someone scattering barley. B'nafa with a sieve. Ein achat mehem duvuka b'chabrata. No one's still connected to the other.
So how does that fit in back with the Tahashalo
That when you had this call, you had this, you were interacting with everybody else, you didn't serve Hashem. So now you're gonna have closer because
Oh,
you
it's
know.
not a reason. It meaning Meirov Kol does not mean it's not explaining why you didn't serve Hashem B'Simcha.
No, it's part of what you didn't do.
It's what
You
you didn't
didn't
do.
serve
You
Hashem
didn't serve Hashem B'Simcha,
because,
even though you had Rov Kol.
and you didn't serve Hashem out of your Rov Kol. You had all this, right? You had everyone else, and now you're gonna lose it. That's a Kabbalistic way of looking at it.
Okay.
Lost our connection to each other.
What is that quote from? Dense interpersonal network.
That's my translation of what Meirov Kol means.
Oh,
I said,
I also thought it was a
no, that's
reference
not a
to.
quote. That is a quote from me.
Oh, I thought it was some high
Go
tech.
ahead.
It sounds like a techie kind of term.
Okay, so in addition to being having a rabbi, I'm also a techie kind of person. That is.
But Danny, everything here is from you. So why is that in quotes?
Because I'm just, that would be my translation of Meirov Kol.
Oh.
Saying those, read those words as meaning Meirov Kol, when you had this Kol, which represents this interpersonal network, that you would, you interact with the others. You're part of
It's a
Jewish.
funny phrase. Dent like someone like Jack, he would like freak out. Dense interpersonal. Ooh. Too Oh, that's why
much.
that's why I thought it was like a
Yes,
techie
from
kind of
somewhere
thing.
else, from Steve
Okay, but Reich.
no, that is me quoting myself.
Or Star
Okay.
Trek or something. I
Yeah,
don't
but that's good because that's the kind of way I think. Yeah, so
know.
those are the kind of words I would use if I were using those kind of words.
Yes.
I'm not. Okay, because we're going a completely different direction. Okay, I'm not a Kabbalist. So that's one way to look at it. But the we're gonna look at what Kol means, and we're gonna do Phyllis's analysis of what does Kol mean? You had Kol. Where do we see Kol? We asked for the bracha of Kol and Bricha Mazon, right?
Right.
We should get this bracha of Bakol Mikol Kol. Bracha Shlema, complete bracha, right? That comes from the Torah because each of the avot had they were blessed with some variation of Kol. Those are quotes. Kol Bakol Mikol Kol.
Right.
Avram,
Right.
Zaken, Bashmi, and Bashem Berach Avram Bakol. And Yitzchak, when Esav comes, well, and Yaakov comes after, when Esav comes after Yaakov has already stolen the bracha. Yitzchak was greatly afraid, really afraid. He said, "Me Epo." Then who? Who had said Sayid, who's the one who hunted, and sir brought to me, and I ate Mikol. And I ate from Mikol. I had everything. Whatever he served me was was from Kol. The term Tavo, before he came, Baruch Hashem blessed him. God broke here, yeah, and he will be blessed. And the Kol was from Yaakov. When Yaakov comes back after running away to Laban, he comes back, encounters Esav. Yaakov, al na, he tells Esav, please, if I found favor in your eyes, miyadi, take my gift. He sent all these animals to beforehand. Take my gift from my hand. I have seen your faces like the face of God. You've had favor in my eyes. Take my gift that was brought to you. Because God has been gracious to me. Because I have coal. And he pressures Esav, and Esav takes it. Takes coal. See what that means? We contrast that with it. We contrast Yaakov's comment with Esav's comment. But Yaakov says, "Yeshli kol, I have kol, everything." Esav has told him, "Yeshli rab, I have a lot." Okay,
Oh.
what's the difference between saying you have kol and saying you have rav? Matter of whether you're looking for more, whether you're satisfied. Liakar says that.
Right. There's a
Mashmar.
subjective, it's not just objective, right? It's how you feel about it.
Right. Mashmar Rav, Avo lo kol. Esav sees he says he has a lot, but he doesn't say he has everything. Yaakov Mark, Kanel Kim Yeshi kol. Bishar Shaim, Apo Pishiesim, Kesef Zahav, Kol Kesef Zahav. I'm right. And he used the word kol. All right. Even if they have all the silver and gold in the world, Mikol Makom, still, Yirahem Shadayim Him Chasrim. They're still not. They're still lacking something. There's still somebody else has something. Yes, them rab of a low culture. I don't have everything. That's why Yisab says, I have a lot. But local, he doesn't use the word kol. Because I could still use more. Mana, Gemara says that anyone who has 100 dinars is going to want 200 dinars.
Yep.
But tzadikim on the opposite. Whatever you have is enough. They figured they have everything. That's what he used to have called. That's the bracha. You're asking Hashem, make us rich in the
Will
very
make us
specific sense.
feel
Right.
rich.
That's
Make
no.
us
We are rich if you're sameach.
right.
Okay? Doesn't matter how much money you have, it's. Now you sameach with that, right? Simcha v'tuva, right? You serve Hashem. The simcha when you have kol, when you are satisfied with everything, and you still didn't serve Hashem. Zohar Atkins has a different approach to it. What is this kol? Okay, we've quoted Zohar Atkins before. Right,
Can you remind me who she is? He, sorry.
he has simcha from DTS and a doctorate in philosophy from Oxford.
Who?
Zohar,
Zohar
Zohar.
typically
Zohar.
a female name?
Zohar.
Oh, yeah. I still
Oh
get
no.
his.
You get his emails. Yeah, he's a
I get
fascinating guy.
things, but
He
I.
writes from them. At one point, he was on one of these lists for the most
20 most
influential Jews
influential. Yeah.
under 30. Okay, he's no longer
Really?
qualified. Yeah, he's not on that list anymore
No.
for the same reason that none of us are.
I'm not. I know.
No, it doesn't matter how influential you are, at some point you have to get off the under 30 list. But he writes and he does philosophy, interesting
Yeah.
perspective. So he's looking at this, okay? Because the idea of kol here means accepting what you don't have. That's what we said before. So meach b'chelko, kol, I have what I have and I don't need more than that. But it also means accepting what you do have, whatever it is. That's part of what I have, okay? So he starts out, right? If Abraham was truly blessed with everything, in the sense of having it all, there'll be nothing left for him to do or seek. Whatever everything means, whatever kol means, it can't be exhausted. Everything in the biblical sense leaves room for more. What? He looks at the first time the Torah used the word kol as a noun. Okay, not qualifying anything. Some other word where it means literally everything. Yaro came at kol asher asa, right? Hashem looked at creation. The kol that he had made, right? B'nai Tovu, it was very good. And we say, right, fourth day he created kol. So there means that literally everything. Okay, despite Stephen Wright, if you're God, then you have the whole universe, and that's where you put it. Okay? But this kol, there was Da'ot Ma'od, was not what we could call good, right? Famous Reshit Rabbah, which goes on and on, lots of examples, some of them, Nachman Bar Shmuel, Bar Nachman, Rab Nachman Bar Shmuel Bar Nachman, same Rab Shmuel. Bar Nachman. So this is Nachman Bar Shmuel Bar Nachman, the name of his father Shmuel Bar Nachman, said, Amar, Hinei Tov Ma'od. This Zeyetzer Tov refers to Yetzer Tov, Vehinei Tov Ma'od, in the end there says Zeyetzer Ra. Part of Tov Ma'od was the Yetzer Hara. Rav Huna similarly, Tov Ma'od, Zeh Midat HaTov, Vihinei Tov Ma'od, Zu Midat Yisurin, that Tov, being good to people, the sort of suffering is part of Tov Ma'od. It's all part of what goes into everything. And Tov Ma'od is putting, is the good and the bad together. The Yisurin are part of Tov Ma'od. That's part of Kol Asher Asa. And we allude to this when we daven, right? What's the first bracha of Shema? Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Melechem, Yotzer Or, Uvorei Choshech, Oseh Shalom, Uvorei Et HaKol. Okay? Now, Uvorei Et HaKol, this is a quote, but it's a euphemism. It's a misquote from Yeshaya. Yeshaya says, Yotzer Or, Uvorei Choshech, Oseh Shalom, Uvorei Ra. Ani Hashem Oseh Kol Eileh. I made everything. I made a kol of this. So, when they wrote the bracha, they thought that if everyone's going to have to say Kosei Ra, that's too stressful. That's not something to be thinking about. So we're gonna change the quote a little bit. Okay, Maran Bracha says, Oshesha right, that's the pasuk. Why don't we say it the way it's written? Hakol. Yes, the original quote says ra. We're gonna say kol, right? Bereta kol. Lishna ma'alia. It's a nicer language. I'm not gonna stress you out, but the truth is kol includes when it says kol includes the tova and the ra. Right? It has to include ra as well as shalom. And so Atkins points out, Avraham gives that kol, that everything. Midat tov, midat yisurim, the suffering as well, gives that to Yitzchak, right? When he gives, when he's passing on his inheritance. Vita Avraham et kol asher lo Yitzchak, says. Avraham
So,
gave Yitzchak.
in a simple sentence, he gave everything he had. Everything is a noun.
Yes, that's clearly that's what it is. Kol asher lo, everything he had to Yitzchak.
Everything is a noun.
Is a noun.
Okay.
Okay? Right, that's what
Everything's good. Everything's okay. That's a noun.
it
Okay.
is, right. It's a subject of that sentence. So it definitely is a noun. Okay,
Always. Yeah.
and Shem to his children from the concubines, Asher Abraham, Natan Abraham Matanot, he gave gifts. Right, when he was giving out his estate. And he sends him away from Yitzchak while he was Avram was still alive. Came out of Kedem, they sent to the east. Yitzchak inherited Avram. Obviously, not literally all, everything he had, because he gave Matanot to his other children. But he got his kol in this sense. It's Bracha Berach Beba Kol, which includes Oseh Shalom of Bereta Ra. It's not a matana, it's not a gift, it's a responsibility. That's what it means to have the. He gives the everything. The everything that Abraham gives Isaac includes some burdens, including that of being a child of the founder who often put mission over family. For Abraham's children by concubinage, the legacy of this great man was only positive. Since they knew Abraham more as a persona, only in the distance, their inheritance included only gifts. They lacked the difficult intimacy Isaac had with his father. They were deprived and spared the complexity included in everything. They didn't get the call. So you could be asked the bracha bakol mikol kol, right, which includes the sameach b'chelko, except the fact that I don't have, there are things that I don't have, but it's still, I don't need them. I have everything I need, but except that yisurim and peroniot are part of tov ma'od. That's part of the kol, part of the infinite complexity that makes us human. It's not a matana, but that's a bracha. Right? We quote Nami, we all know the song from Nami Shemer, right? Al kol
Comes
leila, al kol
home.
leila. Shmoneni keliyah tov, al devash vel oketz, al hamar v'hamatok.
Oh, nice.
Okay, that's what kol means, hamar v'hamatok. So everything as the Torah continues, everything as the Torah uses it means not totality but infinity. To use this distinction formulated by Levinas, infinity
Who's
means
loving us?
Emmanuel Levinas was a French Jewish philosopher.
Course.
We
Okay.
put it before. It talks about the importance of seeing the other.
Oh, the other.
We can't be human unless we are how we are interacting
Oh,
with
he was
others.
Jewish.
He was definitely Jewish. Yeah. He learned with the same mysterious French rabbi who taught Elie Wiesel,
Really?
and he founded the Cause Juive in Paris.
Is this like I thou?
No, that's
No, that's Buber. Oh,
Martin Buber.
okay.
It's similar.
Wait, who are you talking about now? I don't see the name here.
Levith. Levinas, Emmanuel Levinas.
Levin.
So
Oh,
Atkins,
there it is.
who is a,
Levinas.
has again, remember, he has a doctorate in philosophy, so he knows all the philosophy.
Oh.
Okay, so right again, totality means I've got everything, but it means I'm done. Infinity means the potential. There's more. There's much more that I could be. Totality means we can know and objectify it. Infinity means we can't. Laws of nature are totality. Are encountered with the human face reveals infinity. That's Levinas.
Ooh.
Right? You look into the other, again, it connects to the
Ooh.
coal as you sowed. It's our
So
potential.
he's
It's our.
tying it into the Kabbalistic idea also.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's the coal. That's the coal as the meat of you sowed. It's not in the sense of all the stuff in the universe, but all the interactions that we can have with everyone else. God blessed Abraham with infinity and appreciation for the uniqueness of his life and every human life. Abraham didn't have everything in any objective sense. He didn't need it. He was infinite. That's Berach Shem B'Kol. So, Hakei Rashi, right? With all due respect to Rashi, that saying Merov Kol doesn't mean Kol Tov. It means you
Right,
had.
Meirov Kol, that's in the pasuk we
The
began
pasuk
with,
we're looking at, we're asking him, what does
right?
Merov Kol
Meirov
mean?
Kol.
That he said, Rashi translated, but Ochia Kol Tov, Kol Tov,
Yeah.
everything good.
Okay, let's see.
We're saying
Tahoe.
Tov is not. Cold, Merov Kol, when you had an Eretz Yisrael, was not, oh, everything good. Life was not hard, it was not simple and easy when you were living in Eretz Yisrael. It was a life fraught with complexity that had the infinite potential for growth. So that's what you had in Eretz Yisrael. Part of a community, interacting with others. You had so much
And
potential.
now it's very timely.
Okay. We're never going to connect to contemporary politics, but yes. And then Galut, we lose a connection with each other, and with that complexity makes us complete. And that's why in the Tochacha, we lose that. We've lost this sense of kol, of all this that makes us whole. We need to bring it back together. We'll
I mean,
stop here.
wait, where did you bring in the Eretz Yisrael thing? Where's that from?
Because the whole point is that the Tochacha is about going into Galut. You
Oh,
did
as
serve Hashem
oh,
when you
oh.
had this Rov Kol. You had so much kol, so much connection, so
In
much potential,
Israel.
Israel.
Okay.
And that Hashem said, okay, so you didn't use it correctly. Hashem sent you to exile where you lose that, you've lost that potential, and you're ready to get back. You need to get back to that state.
It's a little
You
scary. Happened once, it could happen again.
It's a very scary thing.
Because we're
Happened
not
twice.
unified, right?
I know, I know.
Oy. But
Okay,
the
so we get to the point.
complexity, so the complexity is a good thing.
Yes.
We want complexity. We don't want
I'm still having trouble putting this together in my head just because, like, Gullet is complex, like, but that makes things more complex and more like, I would never
Right.
say a good thing,
Right, that's a good point.
more complex in Gullet.
And do we
Not a
lose the
good, it
connection
makes
with
things
each other?
harder. Right. That's the point about the call, right? We lose, right. We're not all together.
I'm having trouble. What's the connection between being all together and the idea of coal being all encompassing with the good and the bad?
There are two sides of it. You, I mean, that's the.
They're two different.
That you own that the only way the way you get that complexity is with the interacting with each other, and that's where that complexity lies.
Why is there good and bad? How does that fit in with the Tov and Ra? That's what I'm still not understanding fully.
Right. I get your point. Like, the Tov and Ra is like the good and the
Is it
bad
two
and
different
all
things,
part of
two different
life. I mean, there
ideas?
are two different ideas, but I do think they're connected to each other because there's a, I guess, how do I put it? There's a good Ra and a bad Ra. You know, just suffering, just suffer for the sake of suffering is not going to help. You
That's
want to,
Galut.
that gets galut, right? Where it's a,
Okay.
that becomes a punishment. The tough parts of not of the of geula are opportunities to grow.
And that includes human
You maybe you call them
relationships.
Yisurim Shel Ahava on that, well, that implies.
And that's like Israeli bureaucracy, right?
There you go. We love
Okay.
Israeli bureaucracy because that's a little
That's the
taste of you might
complexity
much
of the
get.
human relationship.
Ah, right. Okay, that's a good. That's a chance to grow. It's not suffer. It's not suffering as punishment. It's suffering as Yisroel Shel Ahava.
Okay. So
That's
there's a
part.
difference between those. Okay, thank you.
No, I there's something about that sentence in Galut. We lose the connection with each other. I mean,
Yeah, that's
we're all
Rashi's point.
connected. You're all connected
Well,
with
now
you
we have
try not
internet.
very well, and right, that was Rashi's point of the Ezra Bagayim, right? That Yisrael Nizru Kadama. No
It's
one's
so hard for
connected.
us with like WhatsApp and Zoom to think we're not connected, but we're
Right. Does
right.
that do
We
does having
are
a friend
connected.
is that really connected?
Right.
you're not seeing the other face in the sense that Levinas says, that the
Yeah,
infinite.
I'm having trouble with this, with that part too, that in Israel we're more connected with each other.
That as a unified nation, that geula means we're connected with each other.
Not
That's our
specifically
total.
in Abba, right? Not you don't mean specifically in Israel versus,
Living in
but
the physical land, but we didn't even.
in a messianic or a pre-destruction of Beit HaMikdash kind of state of Israel.
No, he means now.
Well, in Eretz Yisrael, you had Rov Kol. That's what you had.
Right, you're saying before, right. Even living in Israel, I think you're still in a state of galut in that sense. We're not feeling that connection.
Oh.
Right, it's a good start, but you're not in geula.
Okay.
You're getting there. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Again, here we go. Okay, it's 10:40 by me. I gotta get some sleep.
Okay,
It's 10:40 by me
let's see
too.
what AI says about this.